critics and occupations. There's something quite surreal about the sight of George W. Bush taking the stage to criticize the Syrians for their occupation of Lebanon. What's nutty about it is the fact that as he speaks, his army occupies Iraq. I mean, what's wrong with this picture? I have yet to hear a serious critique of Israel's occupation for decades of Palestine from the Americans. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that the occupation of Lebanese lands by Syrians is cool. In fact, I think that it's wrong for any nation's army to occupy another people's country. But Syria is a neighbor of Lebanon. It's another Arab country. Their people share cultural and some religious traditions. Doesn't that make just a tad more sense than, say, American occupation of Iraq? The diversity of cultural, religious, and ethnic differences between the U.S. and Iraq could hardly be more pronounced. Yet one is cool, and another is uncool. I'll get that. When Lebanese nationalists protest the Syrian presence in their country, the U.S. media goes hog wild, and the State Department issues tart demands. What happens when Palestinians demonstrate against the brutal occupation of their lands by Israel? Other than the eruption of automatic weapons fire from Israeli F-14s and U.S.-made tanks, that is. One occupation is quietly accepted. Another is vigorously denounced. Why aren't both occupations denounced? Is it because one occupation supports the U.S. aim of long-term hegemony over the region and its oil? Is it because the other occupation is by a country that is now seen as a potential adversary of U.S. geopolitical aims? Any occupation is an imposition upon a weaker people, and despite the rhetoric, is rarely, if ever, in their true best interest. Indeed, such occupations also lace a poison into the body politic of the occupier. It bleeds both the occupied and the occupying nation. It's time for all occupiers to go home. Syria from southern Lebanon, Israel from Palestine, Turkey from Kurdistan, and yes, the U.S. from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's the central principle articulated generations ago by an American president and racist Woodrow Wilson. No nation is fit to sit in judgment over any other nation, he said. Woody, that closet imperialist and lover of racist propaganda films like The Birth of a Nation, got that right. Let the principle be, for our age, freedom for all occupied people. That covers it all. I get that. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.